How much do you see in treating adolescents and teens and young adults where they're raiding their parents' liquor cabinet and or prescription medicine?
Yes, they honestly will get it wherever they can. You know, at first when they're experimenting, that's not what's going to happen so much. Typically, experimentation, I would say, happens outside of the house. Now, that's not a research fact. That's
right.
Just a kind of an experience and hearing kids talk. It's not that they snuck into the liquor cabinet and tried something necessarily. It's a lot of, like, we're out and someone had a drink or they had pot and I just tried it, you know, kind of thing, versus the first time it being at home necessarily. As it gets further along in the progression and they get less scared of it or it becomes less mystified, that's when I think more people would go into the parents' alcohol and their prescription medications. That, because that's a little bit riskier. That's, you know, stealing in a way.
Right.
And so
yeah.
Kind of is a different level of using, I think.
Would that be one of the signs that we would look for that our child may have crossed from experimentation into heavier usage?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because at that point, they're not as worried about it, and they're obviously being a little bit more daring with it even, and that means that there's more motivation behind the use. You know, in any sort of addiction kind of thing, the tolerance increases, and too, like, the preoccupation with it increases, and so do the disregard for consequences. You get more into that denial place of not worrying about what this really means. It doesn't feel like I'm stealing my parents' liquor. It's just, it's there, and
right.
They're not going to notice.
Yeah, I'm just using it.
And I'm just minimizing this whole issue, you know. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit further along usually.
And at what point do we say this has crossed the line from what we think is normal to abuse? Where do you say that and say you're going to treatment?
Well, you know, and I think that there's a gray area in there as well. When we start noticing that our kids are seeming too comfortable with the drug culture or the alcohol culture, I think it's time to maybe send them to a counselor as a preventative measure to get them talking, get them opening up, get someone else to help evaluate the situation. And, you know, that can help be just an assessment tool to use of where are we here. And two, you know, if they're shutting down and they're not talking about how their feelings, if they don't know how they feel, those are indicators, too, that they are at risk to use, you know, or to come up with other maladaptive coping strategies. And so, you know, that's the first line of defense. I do want to stress this. If your child ends up in an emergency room for anything drug or alcohol related, take them directly to a mental health hospital and have them evaluated.
Okay.
So many parents minimize that. It's like, as a therapist, it's the saddest thing to me because that is such a huge red flag. And so many parents, they go straight into denial because it scares them so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And they just bring them home and then act like, oh, everything will be fine. They learn their lesson, quote unquote, when that's probably not the case at all.
It's a huge cry for help.
Yes.
Yeah. When kids are ending up in the hospital having their stomach pumped, then that means
right.
Go directly
to a mental health facility.
Do not pass go.
Exactly.
Get them into treatment.
I can't stress that enough. I have seen so many parents, even after their kids have been through a hospital program, they relapse, they end up in the hospital, and the parents bring them home and take them to the mountains for the weekend. Oh, they need to relax. And I'm thinking, they need supervision. They need help. They're emotionally very upset. They need something.
More than just their parents and a slight break.
Right.
So, Tara, I think we've covered from experimentation all the way to the extreme where they end up in the hospital.
Right.
Can you go back through and let's just review for the parents again, what is it that we can do, just sort of bullet points, helping to talk to our kids, maybe prevent them from getting in over their heads?
Yes. Well, one thing is just our presence. I want to stress how important that is as parents, it is very crucial that we are around during this time in their lives. We all remember how stressful it was to be a teenager and to deal with peer pressures and our changing bodies and everything changing. So the more we can be around our kids and help them get into positive activities, that's just going to decrease the amount of time they've got to do all the other peripheral pieces. So I can't stress the importance of that enough. There was even a study I read yesterday that was saying parents who have dinner with their children 5 to 7 days a week are about 40% less likely to use than kids that don't have that.
I saw that and the church going. mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the kind of, it really, if you get back to it in a way, it's the old fashioned, you know,
sit Mayberry. Down,
Mayberry or the cleavers, but there was some validity to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for parents to be physically around, mm-hmm. as important as when they were little teeny kids,
right.
maybe more.
Right.
Okay.
And two, for accountability purposes, you know, like we're saying, being around, smelling around, if they are going out, you know where they're going, who they're going with, you follow up, even if the parent is always there when they go with Susie, you still call and make sure that time, because they know when those little loopholes are going to happen, and that's when they plan to do different things that they know are not permissible or not okay with their parents. When they get home, there's a curfew and they're on time, or there's a consequence.
Okay.
And of course, consequences have to be reinforced and have to be used. If we say we're going to do something, we do it. We have to be concrete and consistent, or else what we say has very little validity or meaning to them.